Right, welcome to the show. Today I want to show you something that's really cool. It's how to create an online course that sells even if you're a beginner. And if this is the first episode of this podcast, I'm hosting a free web class or like a workshop where I show you my step-by-step blueprint on how to create, launch, and sell a successful digital course. And it's completely free, and you can join the waiting list in the show notes. Just go on marketersociety.com and sign up for the list, and you get notified when we launch. So in this episode, you're going to discover my personal strategy for on how to create an online course outline that sells even if you're a beginner. That's like I told you. And the most important thing to make sure that your course is selling is, of course, the outline. Because if your outline is boring and nobody wants to hear about your content, then it sucks and you won't make money, right? So there are a few steps that you need to consider when you're writing your outline. And I'm going to talk about some question that the community asks, and I'm sharing this with you. So the first thing to make sure is that you get the mindset of your course outline right. So the question how to create an online course outline that sells is just the beginning. You need to make sure that your mindset is on point. And to illustrate this, I need to tell you a story about Michelangelo. So Michelangelo was asked by a contractor that on if he could create a statue of David, and it was just a big giant piece of stone, right? And doesn't look like David, like from the Bible. And what Michelangelo did, he just worked and worked and worked, and after a few months or years, I don't know, he had this beautiful statue of David. It looked amazing, and the contractor came to him and said, "Hey, how did you do that? It looked like a block of stone. Nothing. I couldn't imagine being this nice now." And he asked him how he did it. And Michelangelo said, "Yeah, I had it in my, I had David in my head, and everything that wasn't David, I removed from it until he became what I had envisioned in my head." So what it has it to do with creating online course outlines? So it has everything to do with it. So your online course should be as short and on point, on topic, and condensed as possible. Everything that you could remove from the course, remove it. So another mindset you can implement is, if I give you $100 for each video, each module you can take away from the course, do it. So make it as short as possible and get through the results as fast as possible. That's the mindset of the whole thing. And if you do it in this way, you get results very fast, and you're going to sell many units of this course. So the next step, or next question I got is, where can I get inspiration for my online course outline? And there are a few ways. And you can look in like books, like in the table of contents. Some people just model the For Dummies books, so Marketing for Dummies, like Piano for Dummies, and the company that creates those For Dummies books, they spend huge amounts of money to make market research and to get to ask the people on what they want actually in these books, and then they create those books, and that's so nice to use those books for research. Or you can go to Amazon, look at the bestseller books in your niche, and then you can just open the Amazon link from the the product listing of the book, and then you can go and look inside the look inside the book or something, and you can preview some chapters and usually you can see the table of contents and see what's all writing about. And I don't say steal or copy anything from the book, but get inspired of what people put in the outlines of their books and their content, because they did already the research, and it's good to have this as a starting point. Another thing you could do is go on YouTube comments or forums, or just Google something with a question And for example, if you want to make a course about fitness or something, just Google or type into the YouTube search how to lose weight fast as a 40-year-old man or something, and just pick the top 10 results and go into the comments, look for the question mark, and that's usually what people are interested in, and then you can create your course outline or your course content about that. There are so many ways to research that. These are just my favorite few. And if you have a little audience, let's say 100 people, 500 or 1,000 people, you can easily send them an email and say, hey, what's the biggest question? What's your biggest question about blah, 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 about weight loss or something, whatever your course is all about. So then you have like an idea of what your audience or what your niche wants from you, right? And then you can create your outline based on that. So the next question I got was, how many modules do you need for an online course that sells? So basically, this question is kind of hard for me to answer because it depends. So it depends on many factors, and basically a course is or a course outline that sells is created by modules and lessons, and you need to know the difference between them. The module is like the overarching folder, like in a module could be 10 lessons or something, and that's just the structure of it, right? So the module could be step one, do this and this and this, yeah, and then the lesson is teaching every step of the overarching strategy from the module. So if your module one is create a Facebook page, and then you do all the steps that you need for creating a Facebook page, and so on. So that's the structure of it. And then the modules itself, so if you have like module 1 to 5 or something, the first module should be step one to achieve the result that the people that are signing up for your course are getting. So if it's weight loss, let's say first thing to do, join a gym membership and exercise 5 times a week or something. That's module one, and it's the first step for the result. Module two could be choose your diet. Step three, you know what I mean, right? So that's a very easy part to understand and shouldn't take much time. So what I like to do here is I do 6 modules. The first one is mindset and organization, because people lose interest really fast or get buyer's remorse if they buy something. So you know, when you buy something and you immediately regret that you bought it, because it gets your ego kicks in and you get immediately down to your status decreases, right? And that's because you gave someone money and you don't know if it's going to work. That's completely normal, and everybody has it sometimes. And we want to counter that. That's because we give people mindset modules, like how people should think about it and how could people organize themselves to get results as fast as possible. That's my usually my module 1 or module 0 before I even teach my strategies. So some people do it with just an introduction video or something. I do a whole module about that because it's the most important thing and reduces refunds like crazy. Like in the launch I told you, with the 89 people, nobody refunded. None of them, nobody, because I had it like this way. So after this mindset and organization module, I do like 5 to 6 modules teaching the core strategies to get them the results. Inside them are each lessons, like, I don't know, depends on how much that people actually need. And like I told you, if you get $100 for each module or each lesson, you can pull out from the course and still get them results, do it. And that's just how it should be. So I can say like, hey, you need 5 modules, and then module 1 should be 12 lessons, and module 2 should be 10 or something. That's bullshit. It's just how much they need. If you can do this in like 3 modules, do it. Do it, really. But if you do 5 to 6 modules, it gets people to do it in a in a way that they can consume it for 5 to 6 weeks, right? And most people give 30-day refund guarantees or something, and it brings people over the refund guarantee. So that's something to consider when you're outlining your online course. And last but not least, I do a specific module or a specific video that I include every time I make courses, because I want people to get results. And I even heard of people using my stuff, making what happened in my German coaching business, where I teach people how to build e-commerce businesses. And somebody built a Shopify store, made so much money, and he didn't tell me. And I was hearing from a friend of mine, from a childhood friend, that somebody's making so much money, and he actually knew the guy, and he didn't tell me. He didn't tell me. That's crazy, because I could have used it in my marketing message. Hey, this guy got crazy results. Look at what he did. That's because of the coaching program or something. And if I have done that, this video strategy to collect testimonials, I would have had a great testimonial, right? And so since then, I do it every time. And it's just a short video, 1, 2, 3 minutes or something, where I ask people on how they like the course, and if they could do a short testimonial with a smartphone for me, or post in the Facebook group, or a comment under the video. Doesn't matter where it is, just a opinion on the course, the results they got, and that they should be honest. And I even tried something like giving people incentives if they do it in a video form, because everybody was posting like weird comments and stuff, and I wanted them to go on camera and show their face and tell the story. And I said, hey, if you do it, you get like $20 or something. And people did it, yeah. It's good, but you have to be honest about that, right? You shouldn't incentivize people and give them money for creating fake testimonials, right? So tell them, if you got results and you want, let's say you sell a book or something and you want the money of your book back, just shoot me a quick testimonial and tell me what your results were, and I'll refund your shipping costs or whatever. And this really works great, and is a standalone module or on a promoted spot in your members area of the course, and should be planned in your online course outline if you want to sell crazy amounts of online courses. And usually if you sell an online course, the first spike is the first spike of sales is when you just launch the course, and after that it kind of goes down. But if you gather testimonials, it goes up again really fast because of all the referral traffic you get and everything, and then you can use that. So what should each module be about? So the overall strategy, aka the introduction video modules. So if you have like 5 or 6 modules, the first thing in every module should be an introduction or a strategy video. So you go in there and you say, hey, in this module you're going to discover this and that, and I teach you the concept now of the whole strategy, and then in the lessons I go deep inside the specific tactics and the tricks you can use and everything. And usually I do these introduction videos or welcome videos to each module on cam, so I can build trust and a little bit brand building, and they see me, and yeah, and then I show just what they have to do, and then in lessons I show them how they can actually implement that. So it's value from both sides, because you can't execute if you don't know what to do. The how doesn't make sense for you, right? It's the first thing I do. And the last thing in each module or each lesson is I give them a specific call to action in every piece of content on the outline. And I script that every time, even if the outline, in the outline. So by finishing the course or coaching program, they have everything they need to get a good working result, right? And if you have listened to this, so this far, the last question is, how do you actually create your course outline? Not how to create your course outline, but where do you put your course outline? What tools do you need to create this course outline? And if you are ready, how do you get it online to put your modules inside a membership area? And this goes hand in hand with each other. And I use two tools. So the first tool I use is Trello. It's completely free. And I make a brand new board
for my online course, and then they have like I don't know what I called. It's like they have cards and these card decks or something, and I do a card deck. I don't know what is card deck called. Don't know. You know it with when you use Trello. And I do like a deck of cards for every module in the course, and each lesson of each module becomes a card. So if I have notes or something, I do an extra deck of cards, and I do like resources, notes, questions that get asked, and I have a brain dump deck too. So when I have a new idea, I just put it in there, and then after that I sort all the cards in the different modules and rearrange everything so it makes more sense if anything changes or something. And after that, after I have the first draft that I'm proud of, I think it's good, then I go to my ClickFunnels account, which is a funnel builder software. It's basically just a fancy word for a website, really. But the good thing about it is there are so many membership builders and platforms for WordPress, software solutions like Teachable, Thinkific, or everything. But these softwares usually cost very much because you can do just one thing, like creating a membership area, and that's it. So I use my ClickFunnels account because a membership software is free inside it, because I use it for my funnels and websites. And yeah, then I go to ClickFunnels account, so my ClickFunnels account, and yeah, I just go in there, just take the headlines of the cards in Trello, put it in order in ClickFunnels, rearrange it a little bit, and build it in like, let's say 30 minutes, 40 minutes, have the outline there, and then I go and just create the actual content of those and just plug it straight into ClickFunnels, and my notes and everything goes into Trello. So in the card description, I can put like say this and this and that in that video, and that's it. That's my whole process for creating a online course outline that sells, even if you're a beginner. And like I said in the beginning, if this process is a little bit overwhelming for you and you need a little bit more in-depth and clarification on everything, I'm doing a free workshop where I show you step by step how my blueprint to create, launch, and sell a successful digital course. And it's completely free. And right now we are in the preparing phase, so you can get on the waiting list, and I'll notify you when we launch this free workshop. So that's it. If you haven't already, subscribe to the iTunes podcast, or subscribe wherever you're hearing, and leave a good review if you find this added value to your life. So that's it for today.